There is a very explicit political slant to some of the poems, The Faces of War, and a poem about detainees. Maybe that's the poem that we could go to, Detainees Scarred by Imprisonment After Years of Release. And that poem is on page 42.
Okay. All right. I went through a period of time where I assigned myself to write a poem a day from a newspaper headline. And I did it. It was a good practice. I didn't get very many really good poems out of it, but you know, you assign yourself to write a poem a day and you're going to get some. So this day, this was the headline, Detainees Scarred by Imprisonment Years After Release. And I use an epigraph from Sam Hamill. Yet, as the old Greek said, we walk on the faces of the dead. Weeding my garden, I poked my eye with a sharp weed. My face got wet, tears from pain, I thought. When the dripping reached my chin, I brushed it away, and the back of my hand came away bloody. Last Sunday in church, my friend told me she wouldn't mind going to hell if she could supervise the circle where they put those who are cruel to animals. What would she do with them? I'm trying to see through a veil of bloody tears. When my eyes cleared, I went to Dante to find which circle my friend would be assigned to. The seventh is set aside for the violent. The first ring of the seventh circle supervised by centaurs, shaggy horsemen who shoot arrows at those who try to climb out of their river of hot blood further than their guilt allows. But at the corners lurks the Minotaur, another half-beast, half-man, a recipient of much cruelty in his own short life. Some say deservedly he did eat the children, but he stalked the stone walls of his labyrinth alone and hungry and knew no compassion in life. Here he bellows, bites, and gnaws his own arm, turning his pain in on himself, poor beast. Perhaps the centaurs are as in a dream, all aspects of the dreamer, so the guilty punish themselves by their own awareness of their cruelty. Some stand only ankle-deep in boiling blood, and others are submerged to their eyes. The doctor says, I will have no permanent damage, though having once bled from the eye, I will always see differently. Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo Bay, Guatemala, Pinochet's Chile, College of the Americas, to teach the craft. And for the turtle I found as a child and saw boys beat him to death, my first sight of deliberate cruelty. My sister and I buried him in a vacant lot, but the boys dug him up and beat him some more. My sister sobbed to our mother, oh, mama, his poor, dirty little eyes. Would my friend torture the torturer's back? She tells me, some would. So this is not, this poem is, doesn't really talk about the torture of the prisoners we imprison. But it talks about cruelty, and it goes into, you know, stories of cruelty, and then, of course, Dante and what his poem would have to do with violent, cruel people, which has put them in this boiling lake of blood.
And a lot of people say that it's a masculine impulse that leads to violence and domination and these kinds of things. But you very astutely go to a memory from childhood in which it's the boys torturing this living thing. And that's what we have when we have the warmongers and the torturers. We have not men, but boys in men's body doing immature
boys. Very young men's bodies,
right.
Largely. Except the generals who are not young who send these young men out there to torture people.
As higher stage arrested adolescents.
Yeah, I have thought about this a lot, and have known so many men who are kind and would never inflict pain like that. And so I hesitate to say that it's a man's thing, and I don't, except there does seem to be something deep within at least a maleness that has not grown up. That
boy psychology.
Boy psychology. Yeah. Thank you.